I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1519, Muddy Puddles and Leaky Ceilings. We are slowly trying to do improvements around our house, and there are some small things like appliance replacement, and there are some really big things like entire bathrooms gutted and remodeled, or the whole water piping system replaced. Some things, however, are not on our timetable. When an appliance goes out, like our dryer recently did, you must replace it now or hang your clothes out. If your stove goes out, you start cooking outside over an open fire. If your dishwasher goes out, you have to wash in the lake or you have to do something about replacement immediately. When it comes to general problems in life, how do we know which ones are five alarm fires that must be addressed and which ones are of lesser importance that can be dealt with over time? What if we put them in two categories, muddy puddles and leaky ceilings? T2G is about the two great commandments of loving God and loving others in our everyday lives, and sometimes we get in a bad habit of making the inconsequential things the urgent things, and ignoring the urgent things until there's more trouble to be found. This idea today comes from James Clear. Here's what he writes. I split problems into two groups. Muddy puddles and leaky ceilings. Some problems are like muddy puddles. The way to clear a muddy puddle is to leave it alone. The more you mess with it, the muddier it gets. Many of the problems I dream up when I'm overthinking or worrying or ruminating fall into this category. Is life really falling apart, or am I just in a sour mood? Is this as hard as I'm making it? Or do I just need to go work out, drink some water, go for a walk, get some sleep, do something else, and give the puddle time to clear? Other problems are like leaky ceilings. Ignore a small leak and it always widens. Relationship tensions that go unaddressed. Overspending that becomes a habit. One missed workout drifting into months of inactivity. Some problems multiply when left unattended, and you need to intervene now. Are you dealing with a leak or a puddle? I find that distinction so helpful. I don't know about you, but I am an overthinker. I can ruminate on things in my mind, playing out worst-case scenarios that never happen, and get myself all up in a tizzy for nothing. Now, of course, there are some things that need that level of concern. They're leaky ceilings. But at least for me, I tend too much to make mud puddles into leaky ceilings when they're really not. Maybe for you it's the opposite. You're like my son Mark, whose mantra is, it'll be okay, don't worry about it, it'll be fine. And sometimes we need to be concerned. And if we turn a blind eye, the trouble only intensifies. Now obviously, the key to all this is discernment, the ability to tell the difference. For you to do that, it might take help. You might need to pray more. The Lord says if we need wisdom, we can ask for it. To get the counsel of others, the perspective of someone who's not in the middle of the mess, the perspective maybe of past history with this issue, someone in your life or someone that you know who's dealt with this before. How did it turn out? What can you learn from them? Jesus said, don't be anxious about tomorrow. That doesn't mean don't plan for it. It means don't worry about what you can't control. Now I'm preaching to myself right now. Paul said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and thanksgiving, present your request to God. Here's the great question. As you think about the problems you're facing right now, which ones are muddy puddles and which ones are leaky ceilings? Let's pray. Father, in moments of uncertainty and doubt, give us clarity. Give us insight. Guide us to discern between muddy puddles and leaks. Give us discernment in each situation before it peaks, and let us have patience. If it's a muddy puddle that's going to resolve on its own, help us not to stir it up and make it worse. Help us to trust the flow, your timing, not ours. But if it's a leaky ceiling, give us resolve to act quickly, to solve the problem, to face what is amiss and not bury our head in the sand. Give us discernment, Lord. Give us your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1520. In the meantime, I've got problems, you've got problems, all God's children got problems. But the problems are not all the same in intensity, consequence, or urgency. May God help us know the difference between muddy puddles and leaky ceilings.